raised up on the third day. Thank you.
Grace and peace, everyone. This is Pastor Garfield Crumbie from Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry. We are a ministry that is built for purpose and designed for impact. I am your host. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone. In continuing to deal with the subject matter, do you know what you're carrying? What I would like to touch on a little bit this morning is understanding, not simply understanding what you're carrying, but when you understand what you're carrying and where you're going, it will help you to understand who can or cannot come with you. Somebody once said that ministry or purpose does not simply have to do with what you're carrying, but it also has to do with who is carrying it with you. Coming from the book of Bereshit, or Genesis chapter 13, we read in the scripture of Abraham and his nephew Lot left together, and as they were traveling and sojourning together, we pick up in verse 7 of chapter 13 what happened. And Genesis 13, verse 7, and there was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's kel and the herdmen of Lot's kel. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelt then in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou wilt depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. Now we remember in previous verses when the Lord spoke to Abraham and told him that he's to leave his country, leave his family, leave his father's house, and he's to travel to a land or to a place where he will show him. And the Bible tells us that when Abraham left, he took his family with him. Now God told him to leave his father's house, to leave his country, and to travel to a land that he will show him. But again, when Abraham left, he took his family with him. And one of those family members that Abraham took with him was Lot. And we see here that along the journey, along the way, there developed an issue, a strife between Abraham's herdmen and Lot's herdmen. And Abraham says, listen here, this thing is not good. We are brethren. He said, listen, let's make the decision to cordially go our separate way. If you take the left, I will take the right. And if you go right, I will take the left. And it's important for us to understand that when God has called us and when God is leading us and when God is trying to take us to a certain place of purpose, of assignment, and of destiny, it is important for us to understand that it's not everybody can go with us where God is taking us. And that is why it is so important for us to, in this, according to the season that we're in, we need to pray and ask God, who shall I be connected to in the season that I'm in? Because if you are connected to the wrong person in the season that you're in, then that wrong connection can create delay. That wrong connection can create distraction. That wrong connection can even block you from hearing the directive, the instruction, and the voice of God. We go down to verse 14 here, and after Lot had separated from Abram, we read here in verse 14, and the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. So this time and the season that you're in right now is to God. Am I connected to the right person for the season that I'm in? Am I connected to the right person am I connected to the right person who is to travel with me to where you're taking me? We read in the book of Exodus 24, verses 9 to 11, and then verse 14, when the Lord spoke unto Moses, and he instructed Moses, and I'm going to read beginning from verse 9, from verse 8. And Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, behold, the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you concerning all these words. Then went up Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. And they saw the God of Israel, and there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone, and as it were, the body of heaven in its clearness. The reason why Moses took these individuals with him to the mount and to the presence of God and to the place in the mount where God called him to was because God instructed him who he is to take with him there. In other passages, we see where God called Moses to the mountain, and God would tell Moses that he is to come up alone. But in this instance here, God made Moses to understand who it is that he's to take with him. Because to take the right people with you to where God is taking you will help you to experience God and to see God in ways that you have never experienced him before. It is so important that we find out from God who it is that is to go on this journey with me. When Yeshua was going up to the mount, the scripture let us know, even though he had 12 disciples, he only took with him Peter, James, and John. Why he did that, that's a story for another day. But out of the 12 disciples, he only took 3 with him, because Jesus understood that where he was going concerning the Mount of Transfiguration and what was about to take place, it was only for the eyes of those 3 individuals. And sometimes we find that we're on this journey. It's hard for us to hear from God. It's hard for us to get the direction from God, to get the insight, to get the wisdom and counsel of God that we need to conduct us along this journey. Could it possibly be the reason why we are not hearing God and the reason why we're not seeing what God is trying to tell us is because we're taking the wrong people with us on our journey? Because the Bible said, and after Lot separated from Abraham, from Abram, the Lord then said to Abram, look from where you are at, from the place where you are at, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. And the Lord said to Abram, all that you see, I will give to you. The scripture tells us in the book of Yeshayahu or Isaiah chapter 6, where Isaiah said that in the year that King Uzziah died, I also saw the Lord. In the year that King Uzziah died, I also saw the Lord. So the question for you to ask yourself is what it is in your life, who it is in your life that is preventing you from seeing the Lord, that is creating such a distraction that is hindering you from seeing the Lord, or what it is in your life that is blocking your visual, what it is in your life that is causing you to have visual impairment that you're not able to see the Lord, what it is in your life that needs to die so you can see the Lord and so you can see him clearly. So the thing to be praying in this season is not only, God, connect me to the people that I should be connected to in this season, or, God, am I connected to the right people for the season that I'm in, or, God, what it is in my life that needs to die, or who it is in my life that needs to go, or that I need to be separated from, that I might see you and that I might see you clearly. It is so important to understand that we see in the scripture where relationship is very important to how God deals with individuals. Our miracle is connected to our relationship. Our deliverance is also connected to our relationship. Our purpose, our assignment, and our destiny, it is also connected to our relationship. We read in the scripture where this widow came unto Elisha, and she said, "My husband, your servant, is dead." He was one of the sons in the school of the prophet, and the creditors, he left us in debt, and the creditors have come to take my son into indentured servitude. And Elisha asked her, "What is that you have in your house?" She says, "Well, you know, I don't have much. I have a little bit of oil and a little bit of oil." And Elisha said to her, "Go and borrow many vessels from your neighbors. Borrow many, not a few." And she went and borrowed as many vessels as she could from her neighbors. And she came to Elisha and said, "I've collected all the vessels that I possibly could." And Elisha said to her, "You and your son, go in your house, close the door behind you, and begin to pour." And the Bible lets us know that she did what the prophet instructed her, and she began to pour. And the Bible said that when all the vessels were filled, that the oil stayed. Now, it's important to understand that the miracle did not stop. The oil did not stop flowing because it was the end of the miracle. The oil stopped flowing because all the pots were filled, which tell me that if she had more vessels, the oil would still be flowing. The miracle would still be in operation. And the fact that she was able to even get as many vessels as she did was based upon her relationship with her neighbors, was based upon relationship with those who she interacted with. That's why it is important for us to see God and to find it from God. Who shall I be connected to in this season? Who do I need to be separated from in this season? What is in my life that needs to die? What is the Uzziah in my life that needs to die so I can see Jesus, so I can see the King? Because guess what? When Isaiah saw the King, he says, "Woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips, for I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips." When you see the glory of God becomes the looking glass for you to see yourself and to humble yourself before God, so he can separate from you and purge from you what is hindering you to fulfilling your purpose. Then he will put your assignment in your mouth and send you forth. It is important to understand who you're connected to and why. God bless you, and go in this thy might. We pray that you are blessed by the word today. You may contact Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry, home of the Empowerment Zone, at 772-323-8890. If you would like to support this program, you may donate by using Cash App, $DWImpact, or Zelle G. Crumby at divinewordimpact.org. Join us again next Saturday at 8:30 a.m. right here at WCNO 89.9 FM. Be blessed and go in this thy might.